Amen. God surely has been so good to me. I like that "so good." That's kind of like "for God so loved." Amen. I'm glad the Lord has been good to me. Amen. Just take your Bibles tonight and go to 1 John chapter number 3. Back when I was little, the old time preachers called it Little John. Little John 1, 2, and 3. There is no Little John, I promise you. Amen. They'd called it Big John and Little John. But go to 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. Now, I want you to do something tonight. Probably won't really even be a sermon. Just something the Lord spoke to my heart about over the week, and I just started to jotting some things down. You preachers will understand what I'm about to say. Sometimes during the preaching, the preacher will say something that'll spark a thought. And if you're not careful, you'll lose the whole rest of his message because you're somewhere else. And somebody will say, "What did he preach on?" I ain't got a clue, but I know what I got. Amen? Amen. Well, one of the guys said something, and it just sparked a thought in my mind, and I tried to develop it last night on the airplane. I was so tired, I meditated myself right to sleep, and I didn't get very far with it, amen? And I thought today, and I was praying about it, and I said, "Lord, just let me hold off on this and give them something else." And the Lord just kept nagging me about it, and I feel led just to give you what I got, amen? And maybe it's something to just get you to thinking. That preacher said something while he was preaching, and it got me to thinking. It didn't get me to thinking about you. It didn't get me to thinking about a sermon. It got me to thinking about me. Yeah. Amen. If we're not careful, we'll spend too much time thinking about everybody else and not enough time examining our own self and our own heart and our own life. I want you to look at 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. In verse number 1, the Bible said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." Stay with me just for a second. He said, "Behold, what manner of love." What manner? What does that mean? It means what kind. What kind of love did God love us with? We've got several verses in the Bible that we could go through tonight that tells us about the love of God. Amen. And how God loved you. I said it a while ago, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world." Amen. Amen. "For God so loved the world." Over and over and over, this Bible is a love letter to us. Over and over, God tells the sinner and saint alike that he loves you. How many of you believe God loves you tonight? We sing so many songs about how God loves me. Blaze came up here during the fellowship, and he had a little paper in his pocket, and he unfolded it. He said, "Brother Eddie, I learned this, and it was 'Jesus loves me, this I know.'" He said, "And I can sing it real loud." And I said, "I don't doubt it one little bit." Amen. But he'd learned that song, "Jesus loves me." That was my favorite song when I was a little boy. "Jesus loves me." Amen. We read scripture after scripture about how God loves us. We sing song after song about how God loves us. And he does. Yes, sir. I don't care what condition you're in, what state you're in, where you are spiritually, where you are saved, or whether you are lost, God loves you. Amen. In our county, I believe our Brother Daniel's not here. Lisa is. She may know something about it and probably couldn't say if she did. But here in our county, our policemen are looking for three sets of adults, parents, who gave alcohol to a little girl. The little girl left the party and was killed. Her family is mourning her loss tonight. In my flesh, I would say, take those people, tie them to a tree, and beat the ever-loving dog out of them. Amen. We was praying in our prayer room. We was praying to catch them. Amen. You say, "Well, the little girl shouldn't have partook." No, the adults should have had the responsibility not to give it. Amen. Now, aren't you glad God doesn't always react like we do? I say, hang them. The Lord said, "Let them know I love them. Get them the gospel and I'll save them." Yeah. the vilest offender on death row tonight, God loves. Amen. We ought to get thrilled about the fact that He loves us. We're going to turn over a couple of pages right quick and look at another verse of Scripture tonight in 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 19. Look at this. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 19. The Bible said, we love Him. Why? Because He loved us. We love Him because He loved us. Now, here's what I want to talk to you about tonight. Over and over we read about the love of God and we think about how much God loves us. Tonight, here's a question. How much do you love Him? What manner of love have you shown Him? We know the kind of love He's shown us. He's shown us and proved to us His love at Calvary when He shed His blood and suffered and bled and died for every one of us. Amen? Now we love Him because of that. Amen. Couples take a checkup of their relationship, right? We ought to take a checkup of our relationship with God. Listen, how you love God affects how you serve Him. If your love for God is not right, you're not going to last. And y'all forgive me, my voice is just about gone. I preached myself to death this week. But listen, if your love for God is not at the level it ought to be, you're going to wash out. You're not going to wash out because somebody hurts your feelings. You're going to wash out because you don't love God like you ought to love God. Amen. Well, so-and-so did this to me. Who are you doing this to for so-and-so? Or are you doing this because you love God? Amen. I'm not always happy with things y'all do. I get tired of hearing it, to be honest with you. I get tired of hearing, Brother Eddie, Brother Eddie, Brother Eddie, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. What should I do? I just love God. Just love God. Listen, man, you know why we have trouble loving each other? Is because we don't love God like we ought to love God. Amen. Listen, man, you're going to have a hard time living with a woman you don't love. Amen. Y'all listen to me? You put up with a bunch of junk because of love. Can't tell me no other reason. Cannot tell me any other reason. You put up with what you put up with because you love the individual you live with. Or you'd hit the road, Jack. Amen. So many people are washed out of the ministry and God just revealed a fact to me. It wasn't sin that got them. Sin was a result of the lack of love for God. Amen. Loving God will keep you out of a multitude of sin. Amen. When I was a child, I mean, everybody talks about how mean I was. And listen, I wasn't all that bad. I've never spent a night in jail. Never. I never had a ticket till years after I was married. I had plenty of opportunity to do really bad stuff. Somebody said, you're scared to death of your mama. No, I love my mother. There was something in my heart that I knew, Brother Charles, if I do this, it'll break her heart.
Amen.
What kept me from doing wrong was not wanting to displease my mother because I love. Listen, what'll keep you from sin most of the time is your love for God because you don't want to disappoint Him. Are you listening to me? I wonder how much you love God. I'm afraid we're going to find out in the future. I'm afraid it's not going to be a personal thing between you and Him. Everybody's going to know. If them ragheads had their way tonight, we'd have to prove whether or not we love God. Amen. We okay? Go to Big John. John chapter number 14. God lets us know over and over how much He loves us. But He also lets us know that He wants that love returned. You know how it is to love somebody and have them not love you back? That's a heartbreaking thing. Do you know how it is, if some of you that have been through a divorce, you know what I'm talking about. Just have somebody you love with all your heart, watch them give themselves to somebody else. After you're saved, did you know that you belong to God? You are a spouse to Him. Do you understand that? It's like an engagement. It's like a marital relationship. You are a spouse to Him. And then when He has to sit in heaven and watch you give yourself to this and watch you give yourself to that, watch you give yourself to them and watch you give yourself to those, it breaks the heart of God.
Amen.
And some of us, it does not bother. And if it doesn't bother us, something's wrong. When we stand up and sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," we're lying through our teeth. We okay? John, where did I tell you to go? 14? Look at verse number 19. John chapter 14 and verse number 19. Straight out of the mouth of the Lord. I'm in John chapter 15. Hang on. John chapter 14, verse number 19. Get my eyes on where I can see. He said, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me because I live. Ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that what? Loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Do you hear what he said? He said, "He that keepeth my commandments," it's him that loves me. How does God know you love him? Well, he knows my heart. No, he knows your actions too. God knows your heart, but he knows your actions too. Amen. We don't do right. I know some people are so separated, they're separated from God. And I believe there ought to be a separation in the Christian life. A separation from sin and a separation from the world. Amen? There ought to be a change in our life.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost moves into your heart. Something ought to change.
Yeah.
The house ought to be getting clean.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Jesus said, "He that keepeth my commandments, it's him that loves me." Another place he said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." In other words, we obey him because we love him. You don't have a problem obeying somebody you love.
Amen.
Are y'all right?
Amen.
There is nothing, my wife was sitting there a while ago, I don't know where she went, but there is nothing I could ask my wife for at home if I wanted a glass of tea, and I don't order her around, I don't. But if I wanted a glass of tea, I'd say, "Honey, would you get me a glass of tea?" Of course.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Same on the other way, if she asked me. We serve each other.
Yes, sir.
Because we love each other. Now, if I didn't love my wife, I'd say, "Get it yourself." Amen.
Amen.
Y'all all right? I want you to think about what manner of love you have for God tonight. Now, here's what the little thought that the Lord gave me while we were sitting there. I want to talk to our leaders for just a minute. Brother Warren, Brother William, Brother Tommy, Brother Charles, Brother Freddie, Brother Allen, our Sunday school teachers, our bus workers, everybody that has a leadership role in this church. Let me ask you a question while you're turning to John chapter number 21. John chapter number 21. This thing hit me, and it hit me hard. I'm going to let you get there. I'm not getting in a hurry tonight. Do you love the ministry of God, or do you love the God of the ministry? Let it sink in. Do you love the ministry of God, or do you love the God of the ministry? Do you do what you do in church because you have nothing better to do and it's a place you fit in and you're not one to sit by the wayside, you're a hands-on kind of guy, or are you doing what you're doing because you love the God of the ministry? I believe this is His church. Amen. He said, "On this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." It's His church. Am I preaching tonight because I love preaching? Or am I preaching tonight because I love Him? Are you knocking on doors on Saturday because you love knocking on doors? Or are you doing it because you love Him? Are you driving a bus on Sunday because you love driving a bus and picking up boys and girls? Anybody who has a heart has compassion for them. Lost people on their way to hell have compassion on needy, hurting people. It's easy to fall in love with children. Are we doing it because we love the work? Or are we doing it because we love the God of the work? In John chapter 21, I want you to look at verse number 15. This is not real complicated tonight, but boy, God said, tell it. I would love to have time to develop it a little more, but God said, no, now. John chapter 15, or 21 and verse number 15. Jesus has risen from the dead. Y'all know the story. The disciples have fished all night. When they get to the shore, Jesus has them a meal fixed. He's remember now, he's in his resurrected body. The Bible said, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Now hang on just for a second. Stay with me. The Bible said, the Lord said to Simon Peter, what did he call him? Come on now. Simon, I'm going to develop this little thought too, because this happens a few times. When the devil had desired to sift Peter as wheat, the Lord called him, anybody know? Simon. But the Lord changed his name at that great revelation when Peter said, thou art the Christ, and he said, we're going to call you no more Peter, but Simon. I mean, no more Simon, but Peter, the rock. Are you listening? When God speaks to that old name, He's speaking to that old nature, I do believe. I do believe the use of the word Simon here, Simon has gotten the flesh. Simon has gotten back in the flesh and said, I'm going back to the old way, I'm going back fishing. Yeah. Jesus is sitting on the shore and they sit down around Him and He says, Simon. Simon. Flesh. Natural. Simon. Watch what he asked him. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than these? What are the these? We've been through this before. It was the great drought of fishes they had caught. All those fish that the Lord had allowed them to catch, that translate into money for Simon Peter. He was a fisherman by trade. He said, do you love me more than your money? Do you love me more than your money? Do you love me more than your profession? And he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Surely, that's what we'd say tonight. If God came in here tonight, we'd say, Lord, you know I love you. Well, do you love me more than these? Yes, God, I love you more than my money. Let's take it away and see how you do. Simon, you made a good haul tonight. But what I'm fixing to ask you, there ain't a lot of good hauls involved. Simon, do you love me more than these? Yea, Lord, you know I love you. Watch what he said. Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. You know what he's saying? Simon, serve me because you love me. God is not a God that is a hard taskmaster. God is not a God, shall I come here and help me. God is not a God that, and a lot of people preach this way. Well, bless God, you do what God wants or He'll get a hold of you. Oh, He may just let you go. He may just let you go. God's not going to make you do anything. Somebody said, boy, you better surrender to God or suffer the consequences. He may just let you go. He may not want you to serve him if you don't love him. Do you love the ministry of God or the God of the ministry? Well, let me tell you something. I had to search my heart long and hard when the Lord showed me this in the Scripture. Do you love what you do? Or do you love me? I grabbed by Brother Tony Shirley and I said, you need to pray with me. In my heart, I was thinking, I don't know if I could ever stand and preach again until I get this settled in my heart. The Holy Spirit said, do you love the ministry of me or do you love the me of the ministry? Do you love the ministry of God or do you love the God of the ministry? Which is it, big boy? You got to preach in a minute.
Yeah, bro.
It's easy to get caught up, isn't it? It's easy to get caught up. Well, I'm the bus director of Happy Valley Baptist Church. I'm a deacon at Happy Valley. Why are you a deacon? Why are you a bus director? Why are you a Sunday school teacher? Is it because you desire a position? Is it because you desire some authority? Or is it because you love God? You don't even have to say amen. You don't have to shout tonight. I just want you to think about it. I want to stir that thought in your mind like it was stirred in my heart Thursday night. Friday morning, I'm sorry. It's always amazing to me. Brother Freddie's been there. Brother Tommy, Miss Sheila, a bunch of us. But that year, everybody went with me to New York. They let all these kids preach. I mean, it's a marathon. No skits, no nothing. It's a marathon. Preaching, 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 preaching. And they let all these little boys get up and preach about 3 minutes apiece. One of them's who got hold of me, boy. Caused me to re-examine. Let me tell you something tonight. I love him. I love him. I love him. I want to do this because I love him. And I want him to know that every time I do this, in this, I'm showing him I love him. He said, Simon, if you love me, feed my lambs. Simon, if you love me, feed my sheep. He could have just said, Simon, you get done with your fish, go feed my sheep. Bless God, you told me you was going to leave these nets behind and follow me. Now get up off your backside and go do what you're supposed to be doing. No, he didn't deal with the surface of the matter. He dealt with the heart of the matter. And he made Simon reassess and evaluate himself. And he said, Simon, do you love me? And if you love him, you'll have no problem. You'll have no problem serving you. You'll have no problem serving him. Hey, when they put him in jail, are you listening? When they put him in jail, it didn't matter. It didn't matter the circumstance. Why? He wasn't doing it for popularity. He wasn't doing it to get his name in the sword of the Lord. He wasn't doing it to get preaching appointments. He was doing it because he loved God. You got to understand what he was doing wasn't popular. What he was doing, the majority did not like. He was an outlaw. What was it that caused Paul to allow himself to be jailed, shipwrecked, beat with stripes many times? What was it? It wasn't the popularity of the ministry. It's not like it is today. It wasn't like that then. What would cause a man to pick up his family and move to China where they'll go to jail for serving God? But it's because they love God.
Amen.
Where are you in your love for God? Do you love the ministry? I'm talking to our leaders now. Do you love the ministry of God or the God of the ministry? And I know that sounds kind of catchy and cute, but listen, it's easy to get that thing flip-flopped. It is real easy to get that flame. You say, how do you know it's so easy? I've done it. And if you've served God very long, you've done it. Sometimes he doesn't want a great sermon. Sometimes he doesn't want, it's not a full bus he's concerned with. Sometimes it's not a great Sunday school lesson he's concerned with. Sometimes he wants us just to gather around his feet and hold on to him real tight and say, Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you with all my heart, God. Nobody ever loved me like you did, and I want to love you with all my heart.
Amen.
You love the ministry of God more than the God of the ministry? Secondly, 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. We're going to be a few minutes tonight, so just 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. I'll tell you when you start worrying about what time we're going to get out of here. 1 Corinthians chapter, did I say 4? I meant 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Look at verse number 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 4. Now, Paul's dealing with a little controversial thing here. He said, are y'all there? Paul said, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, he said, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believe. Even as the Lord gave to every man. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Yeah, there's controversy going on over here. I'm with Paul. I'm in Paul's clique. Paul wasn't trying to start a clique. Oh, we favor Apollos over here. You know what they're trying to do? It's division. Paul said, listen here, I'm nobody. And Apollos is nobody. It's God. Amen. Here's the second question I want to ask you tonight. Do you love the children of God more than you love the God of the children? Do you love the people of God more than you love the God of the people? That's easy to get caught up in. Great leaders come on the scene. Let's name a few. Lee Robertson, Lester Roloff, Jack Hiles. And some of those names may not mean anything to y'all. Peter Ruckman, I mean just great, great men, Bible teachers and great evangelists and soul winners, and they get to this height. And I wonder sometimes, are we following them or are we following God? I make no bones about it. Dr. Hiles was my hero. He was the first preacher outside my pastor that ever opened my eyes to a bigger world out there. And I owe a debt to him. And it was to the point that I believed anything that man said had to be right. Had to be. He's Dr. Hiles. He's Dr. Hiles. Well, what if it don't line up with the Bible? Well, he's Dr. Hiles. You know what's happening? I'm loving the people of God more than the God of the people. Are you all right? Listen, as much as I talk more than anybody in this room. Hours and hours a week, especially when I'm traveling. I probably can't hold a candle to some of you when I'm at home. But when I'm traveling, I'm in the pulpit a lot. So I talk a lot. You're a human being. You can't talk a lot and not say something wrong. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, everything I say is not right. Boy, it got quiet on me. Listen, I wouldn't tell you something wrong on purpose. But I would tell you something wrong by mistake. I would tell you something wrong because I don't have a full grasp or an understanding of it. I may grasp at a straw to give you an answer. Are we okay? But understand that I'm fallible, but I'm serving a God tonight who is infallible. Amen. I'm just a messenger, man. Hey, Brother Jay Bias was a man full of mistakes, but he was my hero and he led me to Christ. I didn't worship Jay Bias. I didn't. I worship the God he introduced me to. Are y'all okay? Are you in love with the people of God or the God of the people? I found out how you can see. Take the people away and see what happens. Take the people away and see what happens. I hope this church is not about Eddie Wyatt. I hope this church is about the God of Eddie Wyatt. I hope this ministry is not about Eddie Wyatt, but the God of Eddie Wyatt. I may be the leader, but my job is to lead you into a closer walk with Him and a deeper relationship with Him. If you love the God of the people more than the people of God, you'll be okay when those people foul up and let you down. So many people are out of church tonight because of what somebody did. Well, they hurt me. Who you love more, them or God? Yeah. Amen. Listen to me. This man is nearer or dearer to me, let me put it that way, than probably anybody I know alive outside my wife and children. And if he had a Facebook and I heard about it, or a blog, and somebody said, Brother Eddie, you need to see this. And Brother Charles was belittling me, talking bad behind my back and spreading rumors about me. You know what that would do? It would break my heart. But it wouldn't stop me from serving God.
Amen.
It wouldn't stop me. He could still sit on that front row and nod his head and say amen. I wouldn't back up one little bit. You know what I'd do? I'd keep loving him. I'd keep preaching to him. I'd keep appreciating him. Amen. Why? Because I love God more than I love him. And I love him a whole lot. You might ought to check up on this stuff. Do you love the people of God more than you love the God of the people? Just give this stuff some thought. I know this ain't great preaching, but it's something to think about tonight. Look at James chapter number 1. Some of this stuff's going to hit you a little hard, I know. And I'm not trying to preach hard to you tonight. I'm preaching to me. I'm preaching to all of us. Y'all give me a minute. I'm lost. Where'd I tell you to go, James? James chapter number 1. Watch it carefully now. Look at verse number 17. You there? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Third question tonight. Do you love the blessings of God more than you love the God of the blessings?
Amen.
Write that down somewhere.
Amen.
Do I love the blessings of God more than I love the God of the blessings?
Amen.
I won't stay there very long, but I will refer you to a man named Job. You can read about him right before the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. The devil had been going to and fro in the earth, and he told the Lord, he said, I didn't find none worthy. God said, have you tried my servant Job? He said, there's none like him in all the earth. He said, he's perfect and upright and he escheweth evil. The book of Job is not about Job at all. We read about Job's life, but Job is not the subject of Job. The subject of Job is found in chapter number 1. The subject of the book of Job is whether or not he loved God more than he loved his blessings. The devil said, take away everything he's got and he'll curse you to your face. You know what he said? Just go ahead. Take away everything he's got. He'll curse you to his face. You know what God said? Go ahead. He said, well, I can't. You got a hedge around him. He said, well, I'll take away the hedge. He said, you can touch everything but his soul. Take his possessions. Take his health. Take it all. Job's little wife said, as he sat and scraped himself in sore boils and ashes, sackcloth, Job, why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die? He said, you speak as one of the foolish women. He said, naked I came in, naked I'll return. He said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Most precious words in the whole Bible. Some of the most precious words. You know what he said? I'm not talking about driving a new Cadillac down the road when he said it. I'm not talking about just closed on a new home down here in the Georgian somewhere when he said it. I'm not talking about just got back $5,000 on his income tax when he said it. I'm not talking about having a great big retirement fund when he said it. I'm not talking about all his children doing well when he said it. I'm not talking about having great amounts of land when he said it. I'm talking about broke, nothing to his name. All possessions are gone. His health is gone. His children are dead. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Wow, brother, that impresses me.
Amen.
You know what he was saying? I love the God of the blessings more than the blessings of God. because I realized I didn't deserve the blessings in the first place.
Amen.
If God took away everything we've had, everything we've got, right now, we've had them longer than we deserve.
Amen.
Longer than we deserve. God forbid he take one of our children. But if he did, we didn't deserve them. We okay? We get caught up in that. We're thinking we're doing great because of what we have. No, we're not. We're doing great because of who we have. We're doing great because of who we know. What is it, Brother Robbie, that'll take a man out of a back alley with urine and vomit all over him, put him in a rescue mission and a smile on his heart, a smile on his face and a song in his heart, and he has nothing in this world, but yet he'll sit and he'll worship and praise God.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yes, brother.
I don't wish anything bad on anybody here, but I wonder how we'd respond.
Yes, amen.
If all of a sudden everything we had was took away. I've seen people get bitter at God for way less than that.
Yes, sir.
I've seen people in this church get mad at God for way less than that. I've seen people in this church get mad because somebody talked behind their back.
Yeah.
Hurry, you'll get there. Do we love the blessings of God more than we love the God of the blessings? I'll tell you, when I begin to think about this, well, it made me look on things a whole lot different. I drove up in my driveway last night and I looked at my house and I said, God, I don't deserve this. I looked at my family and I said, God, I don't deserve this. I had a loving wife just waiting on me to walk in the door and I said, God, I don't deserve this. If we're not careful, we take the blessings of God for granted. And then when those blessings are taken away, we get mad at God. Let me ask you something. Now, my truck used to be new, so it ain't now. I won't even use that. If I had a new, brand new, nice vehicle, Miss Cindy, she ain't here tonight, is she? If Miss Cindy came to me and said, Brother Eddie, I'm going on vacation. Now, I'm going to be gone a while, but here's my new Super Sport Camaro. I've just had new pinstripes put on it, new tires. It's bad to the bone. I want you to keep it till I get back. Wouldn't that be an honor? Wouldn't it? It'd be an honor. Get to drive that hot rod for a few days, few weeks, whatever. Now, would it be right for me when she came back and said, thank you for taking care of my car keys, please? Well, that ain't right. You hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I thought I was doing you a blessing by letting you use it for a while. Isn't that the way we are with God?
Yes, sir.
God gives us something, and he lets us have it for a while. And I hate it, but we lose things from time to time. And then God sees fit to take that away, and instead of being appreciative for what God has allowed us to do, we get mad at God.
Yes, amen.
There's a truth in this tonight, if you'll get it. I'll be honest with you. If they come tomorrow and put my furniture on the street, I'd have a hard time with it. But I hope I'd think about this. God, do I love you more than I love what you gave me?
Amen. Yes,
bro. It's real easy to tell sometimes with people in church because they do real good when they're doing real good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When things get tough, boy, they forget all about God.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Just chew on these things a little bit. Romans chapter 1, and we won't stay here very long. Just for a minute, I'll be done, okay? Romans chapter number 1. I want to preach to myself for a minute. Romans chapter number 1. I want to preach to myself and everybody else that loves the outdoors. Deer hunting, bass fishing, camping, places on the lake. Y'all listening to me? Romans chapter number 1, look at verse number 25. Bible says those people, talking about these people who change the truth of God into a lie. Watch this. And serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Do we love the creation of God more than we love the God of creation? I don't think we have tree huggers. I'm not saying that. I don't believe we have people here who march with PETA. I support PETA, by the way. People eating tasty animals. Amen. Somebody told me the other day, I forgot where I was, told me they were a vegan. Is that how you say that? A vegan. I said, what is a vegan? They said, we don't eat meat. I said, I'll pray for you. They were shaking my hands at the door of the church going out. People just have a, feel like they have a need to tell you how strange they are. Amen. If you don't eat meat, that's all right with me. Amen. That's not something I need to know. Amen. But I'm afraid sometimes even us Bible-believing Christians, if we're not careful, we'll forsake the God of creation for our love of His creation.
Yeah.
I'm not against hunting. Y'all know I'm not. I'm not against you taking an occasional weekend. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm not against you owning a place on the lake. I wish every one of y'all, I wish one of you had one on Weedowee. Wish one of you had one on Wise. Wish one of you had one on West Point. Amen. Amen, Brother Tony. We'd be doing good, wouldn't we? We'd have a place to fish, put our boats in, and stay tonight. Amen. I'm not against that. It's when we become obsessed.
Amen.
I know people, when deer season rolls around, they become so obsessed with deer hunting, they can't think of nothing else. It drives them. Listen to me, I'm not being mean. Don't get mad at me. I'm guilty of it. I've done it. When that takes place, we are worshiping the creation more than we're worshiping the God of creation. Somebody said, well, I hunt on Sunday and I worship God from my deer stand. You are lying. I've had some good times with the Lord in my deer stand, but never on Sunday. I hunted one time. I was still at White Oak. I was a youth pastor. I'll never forget it. Me and Ollie Matthews, he's dead and in heaven. He talked me and he said, oh, it won't hurt you one time, Ed. Let's stay down here and hunt tomorrow. I called and got somebody to cover my Sunday school class. I got up in that deer stand. Every time the wind blew, I felt that stand creak. I was 30 foot in the air. And I said, God, if you'll get me down from here without killing me, I promise you I won't do this again.
Yeah.
I wasn't worshiping God. I was praying, God, let me get out of here. I was feeling pretty rough for what I was doing. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with fishing. Lord willing, I'm doing it sometime this week. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, why you got to go fishing all the time? Because our church needs money. Peter needed money. You know what God told him to do? Go fishing. I keep looking for that bass with a big check in his mouth. Amen. Hey, done it before. Big Hope diamond shining down his throat. Amen. Pay the church off. If we're not careful, we'll get caught up in sport. Hobbies, the things of this world, and they will obsess us and drive us. I'm one of those obsessive people. My mother will tell you, I'm not doing anything halfway. I'm whole hog or nothing. Amen. And you've got to learn to balance the things you love to do. God wants you to enjoy His creation.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing wrong taking your children fishing, enjoying a day. I like a day fishing all by myself just to be alone. There's nothing wrong with that. But when that becomes the driving force in my life,
yes,
I've let it take place of God. Amen. I remember one time years ago, I said I wasn't going to stay here long. I had a nice, not like I got a decent little boat I bought from Brother BJ right now. It's good enough to get me fishing, amen. But I used to have the big 20-foot boat with a big motor, and it'd run 80 mile an hour. I mean, it was bad to the bone. I promise you, summer and winter, I spent more time shining and polishing and working on that boat than I did reading my Bible. was out in the yard one day. We live right down here on Marshall Fuller Road. And I was waxing my bow. The Holy Spirit spoke in my heart and said, "Hey, you got your God looking pretty good." Shortly after that, I sold my God. We okay? I'm just saying, be careful. If we'll love God, the God of the creation, amen, more than we love the creation of God, He may let us enjoy His creation a little bit more. We okay? Amen. Brother Warren, he might let that big, he's out there too. Amen. Now, and Brother Warren's sitting there, he's preaching to me. I took off and went hunting. No, I'm not. Amen. Preaching to all of us. Get the point tonight. Let's be careful about getting obsessed with stuff. Amen. Whew. Can you handle two more? James chapter 4 and verse number 6. James chapter 4 and verse number 6. These last two will go real quick, I promise. James chapter 4 and verse number 6. Y'all there? The Bible said, "But He giveth more what?
Grace.
Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth what?
Grace
to the humble." I wonder sometimes if we don't love the grace of God more than we love the God of grace. Just chew on it for a minute. Do we love the grace of God more than we love the God of grace? You know, have you ever had a friend take advantage of you? I have, I mean, in my position as a pastor. We okay?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we may, Brother Daniel's working tonight. If I'm not careful, I may take advantage or for granted his position as a law officer in this county. I'm his pastor, but I'm still accountable.
Amen.
Amen. I figure he'd probably fix any ticket I get. That don't mean I ought to fly up and down this road and act like an idiot. Sometimes I'm afraid we act like an idiot because we know God will forgive us.
That's good, preacher.
Yeah. That's right. That's the truth, bro.
I'm afraid sometimes we rub 1 John 1:9 in God's face.
Yeah.
And think no matter what I do, you got to forgive me.
Amen, brother.
1 John 1:9 is not a license to sin.
Right. Amen.
Sometimes I'm afraid we love the grace of God more than we love the God of grace. If we love the God of grace more than we love the grace of God, we wouldn't have to run to 1 John 1:9 quite so often. Is that all right tonight? Is this, we doing okay? Brother Fisher would say, "We doing, are we all right?" I'm telling you, man, this is what God give me tonight. Give this stuff some thought. We'll click our heels another night. We'll jump the pews another night. But do you love the grace of God? What? Let me show you something. What if just one time, God lets you have what you deserve? What if just one time, one instance, God said, "No, not this time, I'm punishing you"? I'm thinking it was Levi. Might have been Katie. I'm not sure. One of my children, when they were little. I think it was Levi. Came in the living room with a belt in his hand. I said, "Buddy, what are you doing with my belt?" He said, "Me needs it." It was Levi. He said, "Me needs a spanking." You ever come to God and said, "Me needs a spanking"? He was saying, "Daddy whipped me, so I beat the far out of him." No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Let's not take advantage of God's grace. Let's be careful that we don't use that against Him. We okay? Do we love the grace of God more than we love the God of grace? I love the grace of God. One of my favorite songs is Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. Amen. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 15. We're done. Romans chapter 5. You say, I don't like this kind of preaching. I don't either. I'm serious. I don't. I wish it could all be revival meeting, sermons, and camp meeting. That's my style. But I wouldn't be much of a pastor then, would I? Romans chapter number, what did I say? Five. I'm in 15. I'm getting dyslexic or something in my old age. I hadn't got Alzheimer's yet, but I'm afraid I got some timers. Amen? Romans chapter 5 and verse number 15. Watch this. I want you to notice a word, and I'm going to ask you what the word is. It's repeated several times down through here. He said in verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abound unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For that the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of the grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. What's the word? Gift. For the wages of sin is death, but the what? Gift of God is eternal life. Are you listening to me? Do we love the gift of God more than we love the God of the gift? Do we love, what is the gift of God? It's salvation. It's salvation. How many of you love being saved?
Amen. Yes, sir.
I do. I'm going to go to bed tonight and I ain't got to worry about dying and going to hell in my sleep.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Ain't got to worry one little bit about that. Why? Because I received the gift of God.
Amen.
But I don't want to get to the place where I love the gift of God more than I love the God of the gift.
Amen.
You listen to me careful? The reason we ought to love Him is because He gave us that gift.
Amen.
I'm afraid some people are more in love with the gift than they are the giver.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir,
yeah, let me give you an illustration and I'm done. When Levi was little, he's the tail end of a lot of illustrations. When Levi was little, there's my wife, she's back here. She'll remember this. He was playing ball, T-ball or some kind of ball. And he had to have a ball glove. I mean, boy, back then money was tight. It was hard. We had more bills than we had income. But he had to have this ball glove. And it wasn't a Wilson. No. Wilson didn't do. He had to have a Nike. You remember that? I believe it was a Nike ball glove. Probably the most expensive baseball glove you could buy. You know what I did? I sacrificed. Because my little boy wanted a ball glove. Literally, 2 days after I spent the money on that ball glove. Oh, he loved the gift. He loved it so much, 2 days later I come home and the dog was in the yard chewing on it. Amen. Think about it. You do something wonderful for your children and then they backtalk you and sass you. They don't appreciate, oh, they love the new bicycle, but they're not obedient. They love the Xbox and the 360 and the what all them are, DS and the, yeah, and them too. They love all that stuff. But you know they don't love you like they ought to. We okay? God's given me a lot of stuff. He's given me the gift of eternal life. Amen?
Yes.
And I ought not to let that go without loving Him back.
That's right.
Like He loved me. Let's stand to our feet.
Amen.
I guess really just something to think about tonight. Something wouldn't hurt all of us just to check ourselves. How much do you love Him? He said, what manner of love is this? What kind of love? What kind of love do we have for God? Greater love, the Bible said, no man hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's how He loved us. Just how do we love Him? Miss Janice, would you come? I'm just going to let her sing a verse tonight. No big push for the altar call. I'll just let you do with it what you will. You just mind the Lord tonight.